What's up, everybody? Welcome to a long paused, I guess, episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. It's been a while since we've talked to you guys. We've just been, you know, kind of living our lives, letting our brains get free a little bit while the Stanley Cup final wrapped up. Now free agency is underway. The Rangers are back in business. Well, not really. Cody, Avery, the three of us are back together.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we didn't really prep this. We're just kind of hopping on and talking about our feelings, our lives, what's going on. So what's up, boys? It's been a while. I missed you. I mean, we talk every day, but we haven't been on camera in a while. So it's good to see you guys face to face.
Good to see you, fellas.
Yeah, it's good. it's good to see you guys as well, man. It's been an interesting offseason so far. I really haven't been keeping up with much. I didn't watch the draft. And I've just kind of been glancing at my phone today. It's obviously July 1st, big day in hockey. It's tough to get excited for things when you know how long it takes to get back to the playoffs, but it seems like the Rangers don't really have to fill that many holes in terms of what they have so far, and they just filled a pretty decent one now, and I actually like the move by them, so I'm sure we'll get into it. But it is good to be back with you guys. We do talk every day, but it's good to see your guys' faces, and I'm sure it's good for everybody to hop back in and listen to the pod, because I know people miss us, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, and you know, before we get into it, we're going to have a lot of trade talk today. I do want to bring up this episode's presented by one of our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, NHL free agency, right to all the top of the fights in UFC, MMA, boxing. Every stat, matchup, and even live odds are presented. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack, poker, or unwind with over 150 slots games. Head to the website today, get in on the action, use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250. That's code B-L-E-A-V. Bet Online, the game starts here. All right, back to the pod, boys.
Good job, Cody.
Yeah, well done. Should we just get right into the Ranger stuff? I mean,
Yeah.
All right, we gotta start from the top, though.
Yeah.
Wanna start from the top?
What? So where are we starting? Barclay Goodrow's a goner. See ya. Waivers. Not happy about it. How do you guys feel?
You're not happy about it?
No, he's not happy about it. I think we had to make the move. Listen, Goodrow had a great playoffs for us. I thought he played very well. He was one of, you know, 5-6 guys who played pretty well consistently in the playoffs. However, he had a somewhat heavy cap for, it was either 3 more years or 4 more years. I don't remember, but we had to do it. We had to do it. This is a business. This team underwhelmed. They didn't get the job done, and they have to make changes. So I'm fine with the move.
Do you think they underwhelmed knowing the results now?
Yep. Still underwhelmed because they got fucking dominated every single game against the Panthers. They underwhelmed to me. Don't care. Yeah, but one goal score.
But Johnny, they didn't win the Stanley Cup, bro.
No. I'm not saying. That's not underwhelming to me. Getting to the conference final game six to me is not like underwhelming.
100%. You have to win the Stanley Cup.
I know. The what Johnny considers underwhelming is like
a first round exit or after, a fucking what?
What Johnny considers
they had a great run. It's not underwhelming.
Is after he has sex with a girl, and
are you saying that I have sex? That's a compliment.
You're right. Here's my thing. Are you saying you're not underwhelmed? Are you satisfied with them making?
No, satisfying and underwhelming are different things.
Well, then
Obviously, you're not satisfied with the result. You're not satisfied with the result, but the Rangers had a pretty strong run and came up short against a really fucking good team.
So you're whelmed.
They're tied together. He's satisfied.
I think I accepted what this year was. I didn't look at that series against Florida and I was like, oh man, they could have had them. You know, like the Devils series, that was underwhelming because they should have moved on. They should have went past the first round. This one, it was like, okay, they got to what their ceiling was this year. Like, but no one was taking down Florida. That's just the truth. No one was doing it.
But they had the chance to. How can you just accept the fact that
our of course they had the chance to, but no one did it. No one was doing it. So what?
Yeah, but how can you just accept the fact that of in our whole entire lifetime, the Rangers haven't done anything of significance in terms of winning the Stanley Cup. So
I just don't think that makes it underwhelming. I think it makes it disappointing, but underwhelming is a different, it's just a different vibe.
Johnny's medium-sized whelmed.
Yeah. Well, no, I
know what you're saying, but
I don't take away this year as like, because
they failed. That's it. It was a failure of a year. That's it.
But I'm also just crediting the Florida Panthers. Like, they were a fucking monster of a team.
And that's fine. But and that's fine. Okay. I think we'll leave it at that. That's fine. Nobody was beating the Panthers. Not to say the Rangers didn't have their chances. They blew it. So to me, underwhelmed and not satisfied, both of them for me. Gaudreau had to happen. Moving on from Gaudreau to keep this going. Obviously, we've been hearing what's been going on with Trouba. Another thing, right? Like, has to happen. We've been saying it forever. You know, they named him captain, fine. It was questioned at the time by a lot of fans, people, and so on, but the players loved him. That's nothing to do with Trouba's character as a person, okay? Mm-hmm. He is not an $8 million a year player. In hockey, that's a lot of fucking money. And he's been playing. I think I saw something that his valuation was like at 3.9 mil. Okay. So it's a substantial difference of, it's half. He's playing at half the level, he deserves, and it's killing us because it's limiting us from going out and being active days today like free agency. So
yeah, I think that. And I didn't really get to say much on the Gaudreau situation, but I both are unfortunate on like personal levels because I think they're both outstanding guys off the ice, and I think that they mean a lot to the team in the locker room. But it's a business, and the Rangers aren't going to win a Stanley Cup when they're cap strapped to two guys who just haven't really lived up to the expectations of their dollar value, right? Like, I think Gaudreau had a really good postseason, but he also shot 40%. Like, that just doesn't happen every single year. You're not going to get that every single year. And I think they got a really good postseason out of him, but it's just not going to work out for long term. And what the Rangers are looking for, ultimate goal, Stanley Cup. Same thing with Jacob Trouba. It's like, great guy. Nothing discredits how he is to the team off the ice and his leadership on the ice, but for $8 million, it's just not going to work out, especially when you're paying guys like Panarin $11 million, when you're paying Zibanejad the money he's making, and you got to pay Igor and Lafreniere next year. So it's unfortunate part of the business, and there's no bashing either of them. It's just the way it has to be right now.
Johnny? I don't want to focus like too much on the previous stuff because I think it's just like old news right now. Right. Like, I think we should just talk about Riley Smith, Sam Carrick. What?
So,
think it's fair to give your opinion on
who. No, listen, I know how Johnny feels. Okay. I know how he feels about Trouba.
Well, Trouba hasn't happened yet. So I still think it's important.
Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
I know Larry came out of the article saying it's, the decision's been made that they're going to move on from him no matter what, but I don't think it's that simple. Yeah. I don't know what I don't know what team is going to take on that trade or take on that contract. Like, I've been talking to people, Avery, you were in Vegas. I was talking to people in Vegas about the rumors with Detroit and like, why would the Red Wings want that?
Right.
So I do think the situation, and that's why I've been quiet about it. There's way more to it than, the people on Twitter are saying. Like, it's not the easiest thing. And Trouba doesn't have to move on if he doesn't necessarily want to. Obviously there are ways around it, but this isn't a situation that's so simple is what I'm basically saying. And until it's a done deal with Trouba, I don't want to talk about it because I feel like the whole thing is definitely hypothetical. Like, and I just rather focus on right now in the little time that we have just with Sam Carrick signing today for 3 years and Riley Smith, which Avery, you sent that tweet in.
Let me give you the full terms of Riley Smith. So Sam Carrick, no offense guys, who cares? Riley Smith.
He had a decent year last year.
Bro, he had 5 points. What are you saying? Okay. Riley Smith. What? Riley Smith to the Rangers in exchange for a 2027 second rounder, a 2025 fifth. The fifth rounder becomes lower dependent on where NYR or Minnesota finish in the standings. And then the Penguins are retaining 25% of the deal. So that means
$3.75 million.
Yep. So I'd say that's worth it and here's what I'll say about Smith, and then I'll let you guys talk. If this was Drury's move to plug the third line, total win. If this is his move to plug the first line with Zibanejad and Kreider, I'm not fucking happy. And I really hope there's another move in the works. I'd like to think there is another move in the works.
What do you mean plug the third line? What do you mean?
Like top notch, like fill Gaudreau's spot. Gaudreau was flipping between the third and fourth line, right? You put Riley Smith on the third line, okay? And he'll be a pretty strong producer on a third line Rangers team. Obviously, the second line is set. The first line is set minus the top right wing. You're not about to tell me we're going to put a 33-year-old guy who had 40 points this season on the first line in the right.
I think it's so obvious that this is what that is.
I disagree.
What are you putting there?
Brady Tkachuk.
Sam Carrick had 16 points, asshole.
Avery's still stuck on that. He was fucking being Cody, dude.
He's Gaudreau, man. He's Gaudreau. It's the move.
What is? Who's Gaudreau?
Sam Carrick. Okay.
Regardless, no, I think that Riley Smith would definitely work out on the first line, but I still think there's moves to be made without a doubt.
Would he be a game breaker or a game
he's
changer?
He's a top like six winger. I mean, he's a top nine winger.
He's a top nine winger, yeah. And we say top nine because he's not on our second line. Like for us, he should be the third line right wing or however you want to do. Like my assumption is Kako's still getting moved. Why are you looking at me like you're a dumb? Kako's getting moved, you fucking moron.
I don't know if
Kako's
that's true.
Not getting moved.
Yeah. Kako's getting moved, guys. There's moves to still be made. There's still moves to be. This is not, you're not, dude, the moves that our rivals have made in the past 48 hours, like this team isn't beating a couple teams. Like they're just not. You're
who
running
made,
back.
Who made so many impressive moves in the East outside of like Washington and New Jersey?
Washington made some pretty impressive moves. I mean, if you're talking about in the East, let's see.
Like, I think Carolina got way worse.
Boston literally just made some nice moves. Yeah, they literally just got Elias Lindholm and they got Zadorov. Like those are nice moves.
Yeah, but they're heavy contracts. They're not.
Who cares though? If you're in win now, like who cares? Like this team has 2 to 3 years tops. Like that's it. That's their window. Like you.
Well, we said like, who cares 4 years ago when we were signing guys. Like it does end up mattering. So I think that yes, are they making additions, but also the Rangers, we know that they don't really need to add that much. Like the core is there. They have the guys. They just need to go out and perform. That's been the issue.
Yeah. Also, Johnny Tampa made moves too. I know they lost Sergachev, obviously, which is a huge and Stamkos, duh.
Yeah.
So they actually kind of got worse on paper.
Nashville got good on paper.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude. Talk about moves.
I think what the Rangers were able, I mean, they didn't do really much today. You know, we're recording. It's 2:30 right now on Monday, July 1st. But like
Arvidsson's still out there.
No, he's not. Is he?
He signed?
I thought so. I thought I saw.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought Edmonton. Did he not go to Edmonton?
Oh, shit. Did he?
I think so. Let me double check.
Okay, now I'm sad again. Here's my hope.
Pretty sure he went to Edmonton.
Oh, that's awful.
The Riley Smith
yeah, he went,
was great.
He
oh,
went
to Edmonton. You're right, dude. We could get him for fucking $4 million.
I just think the Riley Smith thing, like, for what was going down today, the Rangers couldn't afford anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, all these deals, all these guys, they signed pretty big deals for a lot of money and term. Like, the Rangers didn't have room to do that, you know? Yeah. And that's why coming up with Riley Smith at $3.25 million for 1 year to give up – 7.5, excuse me, sorry. To give up a second rounder and a fifth rounder, you know, and what, the second rounder is 2027, so it's 3 years from now,
Exactly when our window will be open and when we need second rounders.
I mean, the window will be shut.
Shut, yeah.
But –
excuse me.
If there's one thing I've learned over the past few years and the past couple cup champions, like, yeah, it's great to get some key pieces in the draft, but to win the cup, you don't necessarily have to build through the draft. At least in recent history, you don't.
For sure.
Vegas makes a lot of big trades. You know, Florida obviously makes the biggest trade, the Tkachuk trade, which changes their entire franchise. And, you know, Tampa as a team, yeah, they had good draft picks, but they also made the trades that were necessary at the right times. And the Rangers are a team that they're going to have to find ways to trade for players that can come here and make a difference. Like, you know, I just tweeted it. Like, if there's anyone who knows draft picks not panning out better than anyone, it's the Ranger fans. And, you know, if you have to get rid of picks in the next 2-3 years to try to win in those 2-3 years, then do it. Like, but again, I'm not sitting here saying the Rangers are fucked. Like, you got to sign Shesterkin. You know, hopefully lock him up. And I still
if he wants 12, we need to have a discussion about that. Because if he wants $12 million, I mean.
But I still think goaltending is so important. And if you want to have a guy who is on an elite level, on his own level compared to other goalies around the league, like, you're going to have to spend some money. I mean, Bobrovsky is one of those guys. And, you know, I granted in games 4, 5, and 6, the conversation was, do you need to pay these goalies as much money to win a Stanley Cup? But like at the end of the day, he showed that his contract is worth it, you know? And
yeah. And so you look at, up,
you go,
all right, you just look, you look at teams who have won the cup with quote unquote bad goalies or goalies of lesser value. They had Connor, teams that have like went to the Stanley Cup. They have Connor McDavid. You got Vegas who won the cup. They had Mark Stone, Jack Eichel. Like, they have superstars. So it's like,
yeah. So do we, though.
You're right. I understand. We haven't done it, but I just think that it would be not. It would just make zero sense to not pay Igor Shesterkin whatever he wants. I would give him a blank check. I don't care what he wants.
I think that's crazy, but listen. I think what you were saying earlier, Avery, is if you look historically, more teams win cups through making trades and building homegrown talent than they do free agency. And Johnny, I don't know why you're doing that, because literally Panthers traded for Tkachuk, they traded for Reinhardt, they won a cup. Like, I can give you 100 examples.
But they signed Bobrovsky.
I just said this, though. That's why I'm giving you the face.
Oh, I don't think you said that, but that's fine.
I literally just said the last like 3 years.
No, it's longer than 3 years, dude. Look at the Blues. They traded for fucking Riley and Ryan O'Reilly, and they fucking won a cup because of that. Like, it's been forever. I mean, it's been a long time. I just think this free agency class, normally I'd agree with you, Avery, what you were saying, but this free agency class I did feel was a little different. I think it was the deepest class in a very long time. Obviously a couple guys got signed last night, but you know, there you had anywhere up to like 15 guys who could fit on the top six. And I feel like, you know, if you're giving a guy like Riley Smith, I mean, it ended up being 3.75, which is fine. But, you know, would you prefer like him over Victor Arvidsson? Because I wouldn't. So, like, I just feel like there were different moves the Rangers could have made today to get better. Not to say that they still don't have moves in their sleeves, because I think they do. I really think they do. I think, you know, Trouba stuff's going on. Obviously, there's Kako talks. There's other stuff. Like, it's just going to have to come through the trade market now, right? And then the second part of that is, you're at the point where you have to give Brendan Hoffman a shot. You have to give him a shot. Like, you have no other choice but to give him a shot, because now there's no one available unless you're making a trade. So,
well, they don't, they should give him a shot, but they don't have to. You still got Rempe. You still got VZ. You still got guys in the fourth line that.
Dude, if you're Brendan Hoffman and you're losing fucking team slots to Matt Rempe and Jimmy VC, you have bigger problems. That's all I'm going to say. When you're a top, you know, 50 prospect in the NHL, like, you should be beating out those guys when you're ready. I mean, he can't do anymore. Like, he's ready. He's played in the Wolfpack. Like, he's scored a lot of goals there. He scored a lot of goals in the OHL. Like, he's ready to come up. You have to give him the shot, in my opinion.
What I'm thinking for next year, like, I still think there could be moves to be made, but again, like, there's not so much money available.
But there, if Trouba gets moved, there could be, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think that's what's slowing down this whole process.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm not walking away from the day thinking like the Rangers are such big losers, because they didn't get worse, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. Carrick replaces Gaudreau, and yes, granted, the recent memory of Gaudreau's playoff is whatever, but. Yeah. 82 games, everyone wanted that contract bought out. Yeah. So, you know, I think thinking about it in the bigger picture, good move.
I take Riley Smith over Weber.
Over Jack Roslick. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe Hedl comes back fully healthy next year. Like, you're looking at a lineup right now, to me, you know, it's going to, and I'm done calling Zibanejad, Kreider, and let's say Smith, the first line. Like, the first line is Panarin, Trocheck, and Lafreniere. We'll call them the first line. Then the second line, if you got Kreider, Zibanejad, Smith, fine, top six, fine. But we know now, like, you know, no matter what Mika does in the regular season next year, Panarin, I think I don't want to say gets a full pass, but like 120 points in the regular season. Granted, he struggled against Florida, but so did it's so tough to talk about because, like, I don't want to compare it to other teams. And this is why I said the underwhelming argument, because Florida was just so damn good.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
and you need, yeah, you need guys that are going to rise above that, but like no one else was able to. You know, McDavid, we talk about Connor McDavid being the best player in the world. Granted, he had those back-to-back four-point nights, but in game six and game seven, wasn't able to do much. You know,
still, like, Florida
was just that good. Yeah. Yeah, but the Rangers players got them to Florida, and then Florida was just that good of a team.
Yeah. Yeah. They said that the Rangers and the Devils are among teams interested in Vladimir Tarasenko. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Who tweeted that?
He's not a free agent, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he didn't sign today?
Nope. James Duthie said that on TSN.
Okay.
Interesting.
But, you know, again, like, the teams that got better in the East, Boston, fine. Not in our division, at least. Devils got better. Carolina, to me, got worse. Tampa, to me, stayed the same, maybe. I'm not prepared to say they got better or worse. Gensel can score goals, obviously, but losing Stamkos and Sergachev, maybe they did get worse, honestly.
Boston got better.
I just said that. Boston got better.
Leafs.
Leafs added to their blue line. You know, yeah, I think they got better.
Strong, yeah.
Who else in the East is there? Islanders and Duclair is a good move for their top line. You know, yeah, they might
Flyers
have top
didn't
line
do
now.
Shit.
Yeah. They have Mitch Cobb coming.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who actually had a really good day sneakily in the West? The Kraken had a really nice day.
Montour
they got Montour and Stevenson. And they just signed Stevenson, which is a nice move.
Yeah, but they also paid a lot for those two.
Yeah.
Those are big contracts.
Yeah. Yeah. But Montour's kind of worth it. I mean, I know he's 30 now, but like he'll give you 4 or 5 good years.
I'd say he's worth it.
Yeah,
I'd say
he's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But other teams, like, I just want to make that my point of this episode and my takeaway from right now where we are on July 1. I don't think the Rangers got worse. I don't think they got better.
Yeah.
But
the biggest problem to me is you think now, right? Our mindset is only on playoffs, right? This is a playoff team. Like, you think about that. Now, you know, some of your competitors got better, but you still didn't do enough to be better than Florida. And that to me is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
That to me is the biggest problem. They could have done stuff to get better. I think I really do think they could have done some things to get better. There were a couple guys who signed in the range of like 3.5 to 5.5 that they could have acquired and they would have had the space. Like, you know, you said Teravainen. I know
Teravainen was the only player that I woke up this morning and heard was linked to me. He's the only one. And I put it out there and I was wrong.
Listen, is he somebody who's amazing? Like, no. Is he inconsistent? Yes. But he's a proven, you know, 25 plus goal scorer who goes hunts pucks. Like, I don't know. I just think there was things they could have done to get better. I'm not mad about Riley Smith at all. I've wanted him for a long time. I wish they traded for him 4 years ago when he was on Vegas. But, you know, I still really do think there are some moves to be had, you know, and I know I keep bringing up Trouba and I hate to do it, but like, I think the sooner they get him off the team, the better the team's going to be, in my opinion.
Everyone's opinion.
Yeah. I mean, but they still really need a transition defenseman really bad. I said this to you a couple days ago, Johnny, like, to me, they were getting dominated by the Panthers and among other teams like the Hurricanes, because they didn't have that type of transition D-man who can control the puck and move things forward. And like, they just need one of those guys.
I'm a big fan of Riley Smith. I think he's a solid body and he is a puck mover. He's a facilitator. He's an assist guy that Mika Zibanejad Kreider line could use, in terms of they, you got two goal scorers on that line who really, besides, you know, Kreider's obviously done his job, but Mika really hasn't scored in any significant goals in my recent memory. So it's nice to get a guy who can dish the puck and hopefully elevate that line to another level. It's just so tough to say anything now. I said it on the last podcast. It's just, it's crazy having to go through all this again just to get to the same point that we were just at a month ago. So, I'm always going to be excited for Rangers hockey, but it's still pretty deflating knowing how long it takes to get back to where we just were.
Yeah, I agree with what you said there. And I do think Drury's going to hunt every single day on the trade market, and hopefully he can come up with something to make this team better so we can all feel better and give us something to look forward to, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think we're done. I don't think the Rangers are done by any means. I still think there's a lot of work to do.
For sure.
It'd be nice to see, now that Gustafson's gone, Zach Jones get that spot. I really think he deserves it. Seems like he's earned it. And I think he should be there. That's another guy. You're talking about a puck moving guy. He'd be great to slot in and get a full season at that spot.
Yeah. Yeah. They need Jones, and then, they're going to need a top four guy at some point. So
we'll see.
I don't know what's going on with my computer right now. It's like frozen and I can't click back onto you guys. I was trying to look up what Tara Vinen got, and it was $5.4 million for 3 years.
Yeah.
And again, I'm happy that the Rangers didn't commit long term to somebody today.
Yeah. But 3 years would have been great, though. 3 years is, and I've said this many times to you guys, our window's 3 years. I'm looking at everything in terms of 3 years. I want to make this clear. I don't want to give anybody 5+ years unless they're a 24-year-old kid like a Brady Tkachuk. Okay. But anybody else, today, 3 years or less was kind of what I'm looking at. That's why I see, Arvidsson, I see Teravainen, and I'm just like, those guys would have been perfect for us at two or 3 years. But
the two contracts I really like today, one of them I would have loved to see the Rangers go after because we still don't know what the situation with Philip Hedl is going to be.
Yeah.
Was Matt Duchene. I thought he would have been a nice addition.
Didn't he get the bag though?
No, he got $3 million.
Oh, three
in Dallas. Oh. Yeah. I thought he would have been solid. And then, hate to say it, but the Islanders, Anthony Duclair, guy had 50 points last year, and they got him for 3.5. Just a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious to see how the rest of the day unfolds, but
plenty of time.
Not many guys left. I mean, who's left still besides Tarasenko? Who's left worth note in the top 25?
Trying to find a list if my fucking computer would work.
Johnny's technology ain't working.
No, I can't click on any tab or anything. It's just literally frozen. So I can't even see you guys right now. I know Frank Sarabelli's top 10 is completely off the board.
Okay. Gensel gone, Stamkos gone, Reinhardt gone, Montour gone, Lindholm gone, you're gone. Oh yeah, the whole fucking list is gone.
We know what the overarching issue with the Rangers is. It's just the guys that we pay the money, and we have been paying the money to perform. We know Shesterkin will do it. We know we have the talent to do it. They just have to do it. Oh, there goes Cody. I don't know what just happened to him. But
I can't even see. I still can't even. This is a mess right now.
This is a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're all right, Johnny?
I can't click my computer. I can't see you guys. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, you've just been a little quiet this podcast. You have a long weekend?
It's been a crazy 2 weeks. I was in Vegas for the draft, and I went right to Austin for one of my best friend's bachelor parties. Played in the John Boyd video. I wasn't at the draft. No, I left Thursday night, and I had two flights delayed. I slept in the O'Hare airport Tuesday night, flew to Vegas Wednesday morning. Last night my flight got delayed 7 hours, so I got home at 3 a.m. It's just been a pretty brutal travel week, but it is what it is, and just trying to keep up with free agency today, trying to figure out what I'm doing for next year, show wise, plans wise, all that stuff.
It's the off season, baby. Yeah,
a lot going on, a lot of my mind.
The best part is Cody said, let me back in, and you can't.
I can't. I physically can't let him back in. I can't even end the recording. I can't get back in. So
we're kind of just stuck here.
Should we just end this? And I wanted to say, we miss everybody. It's been a while since we talked to our Blue Crew listeners. I know people have been asking for episodes. I think starting next week, we'll do one a week again, just kind of shooting the shit going forward, what to look for, what we're hearing, just also just talk about our lives. The coolest part about this past year was that people have been interested in our personal lives, which is always fun. We feel like we're friends with a lot of our listeners now, especially after those communal pods, which were a lot of fun throughout the playoffs. And maybe we'll do those again once every now and then throughout the regular season. Cody, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what to. I can't even see you.
Cody's yapping in the private chat.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Avery, I guess you'll get final word. Cody, suck it. I don't know what to tell you.
But no, I agree, Johnny. I always miss talking about the Rangers. It was a really tough exit for them. Tough for me. It still stings, but I'm glad that we are back on. And yeah, once a week, and then during the season, hopefully even more.
I don't even know if I'll be able to download this episode if I can get back in. That's going to do it. Hopefully this works. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to this kind of nonsense of an episode, but we got to get back in our groove. It's been a while. And there's not much to really talk about. So
no. Hopefully there will be soon more. Yeah. More soon. Oh my.
Yeah.
Soon more.
Yep.
All right. LFGR.
Have a good day.